Hello and welcome back to Eye on Careers. This is Shane Phillips. I'm your host. And we have a very special guy in the studio tonight. The man who brought boot camp to Dubai. And his name is Mr. Guillaume Mariol. Guillaume, welcome to the show.
Shane, it's great to be on the show, and it's great to have Marvin Gaye in the background. This is one cool brother.
This is your music, huh? This is what you sing in the shower in the morning before you get ready to... It's a bit contrasting to what you do. So you listen to this in the shower, then you get out there and you're like, come on, maggots, give me more push-ups.
Yeah, it's theatrical, Shane, you know what I mean? I've got to relax first, then I can get intense into the classes.
Okay. So deep down inside, you're a romantic.
Yeah,
he's blushing now, ladies and gentlemen. He's blushing.
Once or twice.
But this is a love story because I know you said your mentor was Samir Al-Ansari, and he was actually on Careers. And he said, you know, his thing is the three P's: people, passion, and purpose. Right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yep.
You're surprised I knew that as well, right? So you're like, that's two times now. The hurdles and now this. I surprise you like a ninja. Surprise is the favorite weapon of the ninja, by the way. But that's another story. People, purpose, and passion, the three P's. So when I look at your story, you have those, right? You're obviously involved with people. You're around the right people. You have the right backers and the right connections. You're passionate about it. It's something you naturally did from a very young age. And a sense of purpose. I mean, you're really helping people. And do you feel a sense of purpose in the work you're doing?
Yeah, that's why I love what I do, Shane. I actually feel that I'm making a difference in people's lives. And there's been occasions where, you know, people are looking at you, they're crying, or they're telling you that you've given them a new lease on life. So things like that, you can't put a price on that. That experience, that interaction with an individual when they tell you that you've changed their life for the better, that's an unbelievable experience.
That's where I think, you know, what we do is similar, because with the Career Clinic and everything we're doing with this show is trying to help people. You get stuck in a rut, or you get down a little bit, get picked up. And health is a big part of that. So I think you've offered to put me through your regime and inspire me to a new level.
Shane, we're going to teach you lifestyle habits.
The new lifestyle.
Healthy lifestyle habits.
Apparently, chocolate eggs are not good for breakfast. That's what you said. Yeah, I had the Cadbury cream eggs.
And
very
Twix.
Similar to the real eggs. And
Twix.
Oh, you remembered that.
Yeah, I remember the Twix.
Yeah, we have Aman on the phone, a live caller here with some questions. Let's go to Aman. Are you there? Hello?
Hi, good evening.
Good evening, Aman. Welcome to Eye on Careers.
Yeah, it's a quite amazing story what I just heard. And everybody has a desire to do his own business. So, but actually, I have a question.
Excellent. Yeah, no, well, thank you. I mean, I hope we're inspiring you. And you have Guillaume is ready for your question. He's coiled like a panther. He's ready. So please give us the question.
I want to ask, I am doing a job in Dubai for a long time in hospitality business. And I have a desire to get on my own business. But what happens that I am doing a job for long years, and I fear that if I go for the business, I might not get success. But I know the job, I have the skills, and I know how I can go about it. But I still feel that many years I am doing a job, and when I go to business, I am fearing that I will fail. That is the thing which worried me. And another thing is that if you don't have enough capital, how you organize capital in order to do a business?
Right. So two questions there. You're in a safety, you're in a comfort zone, and you're not sure about your success. How is that going to work out? And number two, how do I get my financing? Guillaume, did you want to take a shot at that?
Yeah, sure. Well, basically,
thank you very much.
Every entrepreneur takes a risk. Now, if you're wanting to set up your own business, you've got to make sure that you believe in your business. And as Shane touched on before, there needs to be a purpose. If funds are a problem in regards to capex to fund the startup of your business, there's some people that you can go to, like business angels. But then again, a business angel will not really entertain your business unless you have a marketing plan in place, unless you've worked out exactly how this is going to make money. Now, you said that you've got a lot of experience in your industry and you know that you can do it well, but yet you've said a few times that you lack the confidence. Now, what that tells me also is that you're missing a big part of what I think is important for entrepreneurs is the support network. You need to surround yourself with individuals who believe in themselves, successful individuals, but who also believe in you and help you take it to the next level.
And I think the other thing is that when you're scared of taking that first jump, you don't have to go. I mean, Guillaume is a very passionate, driven guy. He goes in, he goes big, but you don't necessarily. I mean, everybody has their own path, you know, and you can go small. You know, I had a friend, he wanted to start a bakery. I said, just make some cookies and go down to the local thing and sell 10 cookies. You know, you don't have to, you know, quit your jobs, take a business license, open a bakery, you know, but Guillaume would do that. But, but you know, you don't necessarily have to do that. You can start really small on the weekend. Go and see, can you pick up a little bit of side business? Can you, you know, can you take, you have your vacation for your business, from work. Can you take a week off or 3 weeks off or take a month off and, you know, get that thing started up? Guillaume started a shoe business in 3 months. You know, he had a break of 3 months and boom, he launched it. So start small, but take action because, you know, Jeff Singer, the CEO of DIFC was on the show. He said, you know, a moving car is easier to steer than a parked one. So take your dream out of park and put it in drive. Do something small and just put it in drive and get out there and see. That's the first thing. And secondly, you know what? Nobody did, never was there someone who's really passionate about what they're doing, let money stand in the way of your dream. Because there are people out there, and Guillaume says, you know, get the financial plan, which I think is important, but I don't, you know, you don't necessarily have to have financial acumen. You can get a CFO or get a buddy who is an accountant or chartered accountant, say, listen, you know, you can call up the ICAW. I'm sure they have one or two around. They're the world's largest chartered accountant association. You can get someone, you know, to do it for you. But as long as you have the passion, you have the dream, you have the fire in the belly, then you can do it. That would be my advice. And I think, you know, you have this opportunity to make your dream a reality. Don't blow it. Don't wait for tomorrow. Do it now. That's what I would say. So that's Aman. Is Aman still with us? No, I think we lost the line, but I'm sure he's listening on the radio. So Guillaume, what is your advice for the individual who wants to chase their dream, start their business?
My advice would be to go for it. Like you said, Shane, I'm a go-getter. I'm not one to sort of sit on the fence. But at the same time, try and do it where you're not putting yourself at high risk to start off with. I know you said that I would go in 100%, but look, when I was working for Emirates, I was doing it with a bit of a security blanket.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
So you need to make sure that there is some sort of income coming from somewhere whilst you're not getting any sleep and you're working on your new business. Hopefully, if you've been able to get a good a product where it's a good cash cow, then it'll be fairly instant for you to start your new venture. Otherwise, you just need one account. One account. One account to bankroll you, and then you'll start your business. But going back to what I said before as well, is you need to make sure that you've got a good support network. There needs to be people around you. What got me through everything to where I am today is having strong pillars, strong friends, people that love me, people that believe in me, and that's what gets me going every day in my business.
Well, I want to thank you so much for sharing your story, and I think we definitely, I mean, we have a couple of that people are inspired and they want to hear more stories like this. So thank you so much for taking the time. And we definitely will be hearing more of you as, you know, I think it's really important what you're doing. I think it's a great, it's almost a service, you know. People need, like you said, your health is your wealth. I want to thank you so much for sharing your story with us this Thursday night.
Shane, thank you for having me on the show. And thank you for playing Stevie Wonder for me and Marvin Gaye. Love your work.
I know. It's like, it was tough because I wanted Conan the Barbarian, but we got a little Conan, that Conan and the Barbarian in the end there. So that's it for Eye on Careers this week. I'm your host, Shane Phillips, and I hope you're chasing your dreams. Don't give up. Work hard. They will come true.